546 Roof or LaneHouseConstruction.com.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to know in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Well, I'm better than dirt. Well, most kinds of dirt. Not that fancy store-bought dirt. That stuff's loaded with nutrients. I can't compete with that stuff.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
How are ya?
Who are you?
Oh, William Arthur Godfrey.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to be old to know who
Gilbert
Arthur Godfrey,
Godfrey
was.
Does a great Arthur Godfrey.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he does.
Now, how would you know who Arthur Godfrey is? You're 12
just
years
from
old.
Gilbert Godfrey. Just hearing
you,
him.
How are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you?
No, that's, I don't know who that is. That's
no, Gilbert changes his voice to Arthur Godfrey's voice.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Today will be a lazy, hazy, crazy day of relaxation and phone calls. We don't have a lot of heavy stuff today. We don't have a lot going on, even though we just came out of a weekend. I do have a couple of stories to share with you about my visit yesterday. Spent the day in Old Monroe, Missouri. Old Monroe. Out on a farm. I like farm people. I've said this before, country blue-collar people. If I had to spend the rest of my life at a country club or in the country, I'd take the country. Those people are just good, solid people.
Yeah.
There's nothing pretentious about them. What you see is what you get. They fry things.
Oh, yeah, that's got a great
They know how to eat on the farm. And I once said, how are you going to keep them down on the farm? Once they something.
Was Bob Evans there? He's always down on the farm.
No, he wasn't there. He was down on his farm making money. But it was a fun day in Old Monroe. I'll get into why I was there and all that stuff later. But first, we call it the Burke segment. Do we have anything?
I do.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, bass guitar player, voice of almost all the Wizard of Oz characters, does Tom Brokaw, sings Reindeer Rock every Christmas.
Yeah.
What am I leaving out? Plays the harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
Like nobody else, and I mean that. Like nobody else.
Right.
Dan Strauss, what do you have?
Thank you so much.
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
We were watching TV the other night.
Great story.
Yeah. I was too.
You were too?
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything?
So weird.
What else? Anything else?
No, but this commercial came on, and it was a commercial about foot fungus gel. I can't remember the name of the gel, but it doesn't matter. It's a foot fungus gel, and they show your toenails and how they're discolored, and then if
yellow.
You put this gel, put this gel on them, and everything's fine. And they're talking about how you can walk with your flip-flops on now, how you're not embarrassed to walk barefoot, and how you're not embarrassed to do
this.
Was
it the same product, or they have those little green, ugly things lifting the toenail?
No, not that.
Man, I love those.
This was it almost looked like an infomercial, but it was a 60-second commercial. And at the very end, they show this couple walking on the beach.
Yeah.
And you'll never be embarrassed to walk on the beach with your loved one. And they make it sound so...
He gets laid because of his toenails.
No, and you look down and they're showing the shot of the guys of their feet while they're walking.
Yeah.
The guy has the worst bunions. His big toes are turned in.
They're not saying they're going to cure that.
It's not a bunion healer.
Yeah.
No. Oh, it was so unbelievable.
Doesn't have yellow nails.
But you think they would get a guy that didn't have a big
a foot model.
Yeah, a foot model.
It was so unbelievable. There's big balls on the side of his foot, and his toes are pointing in.
Now, wait a minute. They were in the sand, and they showed big balls.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You sure they were on his foot? You're not sure, are you?
Wait a minute. I'm going to have to back that thing up.
Look at that again.
How do you get bunions?
I don't know. My wife says I have them.
Really?
Yeah, I was watching TV the other night, I had my feet propped up. She says, you get bunions. Just another thing for her to be disgusted about by me.
Do your toes point in?
No.
How does she know you have bunions? I thought a bunion was like the thing on the side of your...
I thought it was on the bottom ball of your foot.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
What else do they call those things on...
corns?
Oh, yeah, corns on your toes.
Yeah, what is that? Why? What is that all about?
I don't know.
Corn.
I don't know.
I never hear of that. I never hear of corns on anybody's feet. I used to hear that.
No. Is that...
Maybe we've eliminated
it. Is that eradicated?
Maybe we got rid of that.
Maybe we did. I always thought a corn was kind of associated with a wart.
Can't you just file them off or chop them off?
I'm glad you said that, because you know what to me is a disgusting thing is a big old wart.
Yes.
Have you ever seen anybody with a bunch of nasty warts?
I've been lucky.
Oh, no. When we worked...
Some people have warts on their faces.
Do you remember the people when we worked at Kix?
Yes. Don't say anymore. No. Don't say anymore. We may hurt somebody's feelings. But we called
some special people that showed up.
We
called
them the something people.
Yes,
and they were hideous. And this is the crowd that we drew. It was these people. And when we would go somewhere, Dan would give me the signal. They're here. And you couldn't look at them.
No,
you couldn't look at them. I mean, it's sad, but if you're honest, it's repulsive to look at.
They were nice.
Well, here, think of it this way. You know the people...
I am not an animal!
That's one of our listeners. You know the condition where... that movie that Cher did...
Mask. Rocky Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in a room with a guy who's all distorted and his elephantitis head or whatever, you can't, if you're honest, not admit... It makes you feel weird. You just... Ew.
That was a great makeup job for
Tremendous.
Back in the day, too, because that was Eric Stoltz, wasn't it?
Tremendous. So, yeah, it was.
And I think he was... he turned down the role of Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
Stupid.
Wah, wah, wah.
Stupid. But no, I remember those people.
Or maybe that he tried out and he wasn't good enough, and then they went to... it was one of those two situations.
And what do you do? I mean, you can't... You have to act like you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when somebody is... And we're not talking about a burn victim.
Right.
We're just talking about somebody who, unfortunately, is the victim of massive boils
skin
and...
cysts.
Skin, whatever. You can't say, what happened to you? Hey, thanks for coming.
And whoa, hello.
Yeah, nice to see you. And over here, whoa, what's going on with you? You can't do that. You just have to act like, oh, you're just another person to look at. We're not being cruel. We're just being honest.
Yep.
What else do you have?
What the hell?
Yeah. You know, my son, my second son, when he was about six or something, we were with some people, and the this guy had really bad teeth.
Oh, yeah, kids
and
don't have that.
And my son looks at him and says, real plainly, what happened to your teeth?
Oh, yeah, they have no filter.
Oh.
And it's hard for the person to get mad because they know it's
well,
just
and
a kid.
You know what
and they
this
don't
guy
know.
Said? He said, I said, oh, no, Austin. And the guy said, no, that's okay. He said, son, I didn't take care of my teeth. That's what happened to him. So you brush your teeth. And I'm thinking, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, good, maybe he'll listen to you.
Oh.
And come to think of it, he always brushed his teeth after that. Oh, we were in a store, and there was a guy on those I don't know what to call him. He was in braces. He obviously had no use of his legs, so he was on those crutches with those handles.
Oh, the cuffs on him. Yeah, they go on your forearm. Yeah.
And he had braces on his legs, and he was shuffling along with these two crutches. And same son. This was the son that always did this.
And, didn't have the filter.
It was a furniture-type store. And my son said, again, walked right up to him and said, what happened to your legs?
Oh, my God.
And I said, Austin, that's not. And this guy said, no, it's okay. He said, I'd like to tell him what happened. And he said, I was in a motorcycle accident. And then Austin said, my dad has a motorcycle. He's had a bunch of motorcycles. And he said, well, maybe your dad should hear this, too. And he proceeds to tell me how he lost the use of his legs. I'll tell you what he said happened to him. He was out in the country. And he was on a motorcycle, and he's going down the road, and he said he looked up, and before he knew it, crossing the road in front of him, a little like a dirt crossroad, was a flatbed trailer carrying those long telephone poles with a red flag hanging off the end. And he said, came out of nowhere, just, and there it is in front of him. He said, I had one choice. Steer and ditch it and hit a tree, or lean my head down and try to go under the telephone poles that were hanging off the back of the flatbed. His head hit the telephone poles, just boom, solid. Smashed his spine. He said, instantly paralyzed.
Wow.
And when he told me that, I went back home and looked at my motorcycle, and I thought, well, I know what I'll never do, and that's lean down and try to go under telephone poles. It didn't cause me to get rid of it, but sometimes kids, being real honest, hey, you get some good information that way. I wouldn't have had the guts to go, hey, what happened to your legs?
Right.
So we got some good info. Anything else?
No.
Dan? Pion?
No. Yeah, I got something.
This is our control board operator. He doesn't play any musical instruments,
no.
But he bowls. And
right.
He's really a pretty good bowler. Married to a hot, cute chick. That's not going to last.
Right.
He's doing yoga. He's into yoga.
Did it again today. He's
transforming himself into a different person with yoga. He is Eon the Pion. What do you have, Pion?
Well, like Dan, I was watching TV the other night.
Good story. Oh, man, that's awesome.
And last night, actually, did anybody else see 60 Minutes in the Room?
No.
No.
Oh, man, it was a good episode. I would go, well, you can watch it online. But the first segment was about how these police officers are using counterinsurgency, like the terrorist over in Afghanistan, in these neighborhoods in the United States to fight the drug war, and how well it's working. I mean, these guys were military, and now they're police officers, and they're implementing this strategy, and it's amazing how well it's working. They pretty much, they have a walking school bus now, because some of these kids in some of these bad neighborhoods couldn't even walk to school because it was so dangerous. So now they have these walking school buses where either the police officers or teachers are walking groups of kids from their house to the school. So that's pretty cool. And, so that segment was really good. I mean, you can watch all these. Do you know who Paul Tudor Jones is?
Nope.
He's a billionaire, and he started this charity called Robin Hood. And it's essentially, you know, the motto of Robin Hood, rob from the rich and give to the poor.
Right.
But instead of robbing, he's getting these rich people to donate, and they start these either food banks or food, you know, where they serve hot meals.
Meals on wheels.
Yeah, or starting these schools in these inner cities, and it's all donated money. And so they're trying to get to these kids when they start kindergarten, because otherwise, if you wait too long, you lose them to the streets. So one of these dinners they showed on, they had celebrities there. I think I can't remember. It was 4,000 people, celebrities, just a bunch of rich people. They raised $57 million just in one night. Yeah. So, wow. I had never heard of Paul Tudor Jones either. He was a hedge fund guy. That's how he made all his money. And now he's essentially putting the hedge fund strategy into running these things, like these charities, like a business, like a hedge fund. And
you don't have to be that smart.
I know. Yeah. Or that charitable, just where you dedicate your life to
I'm not even smart enough to understand the whole hedge fund thing.
Yeah.
Hedge fund is something you get into in case the market beats you up.
Right. You're hedging your bet.
Then how does one guy get so rich? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And the last one was about how these soldiers are getting the same concussion problems that these football players are, and overseas from all these roadside bombs blow up under their military vehicle, and they'll have these concussions and they don't really notice it, and then they go right back out. And they said if you have a second concussion before the first one heals, it's like permanent damage it does. So they're finally figuring out that all these soldiers are, because they lump everything into post-traumatic stress disorder, and so now they're figuring out that some of these problems these guys are having are from. It was a really good episode. I mean, just every segment was really good. So if that interests you, you can go online and watch it.
All right. Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, let's shut her down. Burke's segment is officially closed. It's all yours, folks. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. I just bought a parking card here in this complex. This Westport Plaza is an interesting place. A lot of empty space here, a lot of lease space, a lot of businesses that aren't here anymore. I don't know that I get it. Page and 270 is a pretty nice, accessible place, you know.
You know what I hear from people, though, and my mom was one that I heard it from. If you're trying to get to, you can see it.
Right.
But once you get off the highway,
you have to know how to get here.
You have to know how to get here because, multiple. Yeah,
we've done it for 16 years.
Right.
I mean, we know how to do it. But I go to get a parking card, and two things I find interesting. Parking here is basically free. They charge $5 for 3 months to park.
If you are one of the tenants.
If you're a tenant.
Yeah.
Now,
$5 for 3 months.
The other thing is, they said bring a check for $5. They don't take cash. In a world that's eliminating checks and plastic, and they only take, for $5, they want a check.
I don't even know where my checkbook is. I haven't used it in years.
I didn't understand that, so I thought that was interesting. And then one other quick thing that will take your calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I'm not making this up. I filled up my car yesterday, and while I'm standing at the pump, I don't ever look at the pump. I just look down. I'm thinking about something. But I noticed there are instructions how to pump gas.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I never really paid any attention to this before. I'm going to read you the actual words that were on the gas pump yesterday. These words were on the tank. Put a lift nozzle, okay, select grade.
Oh.
All right, so, well, obviously, you've got to pick. It won't work. It won't activate. Put nozzle in tank. That's what it said.
Whoa.
Ooh. Then it said, are you writing this down?
Yeah.
It said fill tank. Then replace nozzle.
So you have to fill the tank?
That was my other thought. Uh-oh. Was what if I don't want to? I have to. Oh, I guess I got to go somewhere else. Man. This one says I have to fill the tank. And I thought, how have I never known? And who? It's like the seatbelt instructions on an airplane. Is there really anybody on there who doesn't know how to use a seatbelt, how to buckle and unbuckle? And is there anybody who would pull up at a tank and not know that you lift the nozzle, select the thing, put it in the car, pump, pull it out, put it back in the thing? Who would not know that? Somebody who got out of prison, who's in prison for 40 years, maybe? I don't know who that would be. I just thought that was kind of fun.
Wait, what do you do after you lift the nozzle?
Then you put the nozzle
select
in your
grade.
Car. You select grade. Okay. Are you writing it down?
Yeah, I had
and
it.
Then write down, put notes. Nozzle in tank.
In tank, okay.
And then fill, and then remove nozzle,
okay.
And then put it back on the pump.
Okay, that's
got
the
it?
Part I did. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Keep that in your one. Car.
All right, I will.
And apparently you have to fill the tank. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's what that really? Said. It didn't say put some gas. It said fill tank.
I'm
smart. If I'm in the gas business, I want you to fill it.
More money.
I'm surprised it's not in Braille also. It might be.
Well, it probably is. Let's get some of these calls. Ben has been holding for a little while. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Good. I guess they got to have those instructions because every once in a while you see a woman driving off with that thing stuck in the car still.
Well, see, I wouldn't have said that. That makes it sound like you think women are stupid.
I'm with you, Ben.
Hey, real quick, we were watching some old home videos my wife has, and she had this birthday party with this clown, and there's a big circle of kids, and the clown's walking around introducing himself and asking what the kids' names are. He walks up to this kid. He says, "What happened to you? It looks like your face went through a meat grinder." The little kid, all you hear him say is, "I had cancer."
Oh, man. No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Way to go, clown.
Yeah, it was pretty funny after the fact. I asked my wife about the kid. Apparently, he's doing fine and everything. But,
man. Yeah,
that had to be a pretty down moment for that clown.
Well, that clown should know better. It's like going to a little kid and go, "Hey, little boy, how come you're bald at 8 years old?" "Well, I'm in chemotherapy."
"Boy, you only have one arm."
Yeah.
"What's wrong with you?"
Wow.
What a dumb clown. Yeah. All right,
Ben. All right, well, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Yeah.
All right. He'll call back. I got a feeling. He had a good experience. He'll call back. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, is this Open Line Monday?
Let me check. Hang on.
I don't think so.
Hand me the schedule.
All right.
Schedule.
Hang on. Or the schedule. Yeah. yes, it is. I just checked, Jim.
Wow. Well, I'm aiming PM.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Hallelujah. No, I thought I'd just pass on that, you know how you like that program, The Following?
Yeah.
Well, there's two other programs that just started a couple of weeks ago, and the one's called The Bates Motel.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I've seen
that. It's based on that thing, like, I thought it'd be
Psycho.
Kind of stupid, because I thought, well, how can they make a series out of this? But
yeah.
It's really good.
It's like a young Norman Bates.
Yeah, young Norman, and you know,
if he's young, he'd be Master Bates.
Yes,
right? Yeah.
It starts when they buy the hotel and move in, and everything.
Anyway, the one's called.
Anyway.
Yeah, there you got me.
Yes.
The one called the Bates Motel, but it just started. It's about, they're on about their eighth episode, but you almost have to kind of watch it from the beginning, kind of like The Following.
Yeah, I don't recommend anybody try to pick up The Following now if you don't watch the first season.
Yeah, anyway, and then the other one is called Rectify. That's on Sundance.
Rectum Fried.
No, it's called Rectify, but it's on the Sundance channel, and that just started also about a guy who was in prison for like 19 years, and he gets out and comes home to his hometown. And anyway, I just say there's a couple really nice, pretty good programs. There's not a lot of action in it, but that Bates Motel, that's really a really a suspense film.
Check it out. There's a lot of crappy TV. There's a whole lot of bad TV. But you know what? There's actually too much good TV.
Yeah,
you can't really keep up with all of them.
You're right.
So I've selected a handful. Let me give this Bates thing a try.
It really is good.
All right, Jim.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. There goes the Jim. And I got one more Jim before the break. It's a Jim. Twin spin. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
That's the way I'd be. Hallelujah.
Hey, okay, you're talking about, it says put the nozzle in and fill up the tank?
Well, that's what the instructions said.
Okay, now how about we go to walk across the street and there's a little button there on the pole and it says, do not walk while light is flashing. And there's like four or five cars there and they all got their signals going. You know, are you supposed to know what light they're talking about?
Oh, no, the crosswalk light, yeah.
I think most people know it's the crosswalk lights.
There's the about 100 but I'm just saying. You know,
Jim was trying to be funny.
Yeah, I think so.
There's about 100 flashing lights.
Uh-huh.
He's still trying.
If you're really that dumb that you don't know to not cross while the light
flashing. He keeps trying.
He's
how are you going to know what light are they talking about?
Yeah, you got us there, Jim.
All right,
thank you.
Uh-huh. Never give up, never surrender.
You wouldn't give it up.
No laughs at first, keep doing
I'm going to keep going until I get some laughs. That's the perseverance of our audience. All right, we have to take a quick break, and then we're coming back. And I'll tell you why I was in old Monroe, Missouri yesterday. Boy, it was fun. I like country people. In my last years, I'm going to live in a little bitty ranch house out in the middle of nowhere. My wife will have left me by then, and I'm just going to have a 50 acres, this little house sitting out in the middle.
Just whittle on the porch.
Yeah, sit on the porch and whittle and grab a fishing pole and go out to my little pond there. Of course, that's assuming that I can get around to do what I want to do. Now, there are people who have a little trouble getting around because they have a backache and knees and hips and headaches or whatever. Sometimes that's all coming from your feet. Your feet. You know, these people, these reflexologists, first of all, they're nuts. But these are people who think that everything can be diagnosed and treated through your feet. Now, I don't buy into any of that. Like, if you massage the upper center of your soul kind of toward the toes, that'll eliminate shoulder pain. Yeah, you get the idea. Like, your foot represents your whole body. I don't know that I buy that, but I do buy this, that a lot of problems and pain you have in your body can come from something that's going on at the foot level that's not right. You're not standing or walking correctly. You're putting pressure, too much pressure, in one spot and not evenly distributing your weight. That's where the good feet inserts come in. And with a slight modification and shift in weight distribution, it is amazing how many people say, wow, that pain is gone. I never would have thought that an insert in a shoe, it almost sounds like just a rip off some goofy idea to make money, but it works. It works for a lot of people. It doesn't work for everybody, but the percentages are pretty impressive. Most people who go into the Goodfeet stores get relief with one stop, especially with plantar fasciitis. That's the number one reason people go into the Goodfeet stores. It's going to take you 30, 40 minutes. It's painless. It's easy. You take your shoe off, leave your sock on. They take an impression of your foot, and you step down on it, and then they start the process. And it doesn't take long. And after one or two or three tries, a couple of different hits, and then they go, boom, we think we found the perfect one. And you'll tell them if they found it. You'll walk around and go, wow, this is unbelievable. I can tell an immediate difference. Then you've hit pay dirt, got a home run, and you'll be thrilled that you went into Goodfeet, as opposed to going for surgery that you didn't really need or being on pain medication you didn't really need. The Goodfeet stores, there are three. You can go to goodfeetstlouis.com, or I'll just tell you where to stop in without an appointment. You don't need one. On Olive, west of 270, across from TGI Fridays. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Green Mountain Road, across from Deerberg's. One-stop pain relief, the Goodfeet stores.
Time to see if there's some problem spots out there in traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, right now everything looks pretty good, Dan. We've got a steady volume, but it's all moving at the speed limit on southbound 270 from Olive down to Doherty Ferry. Looks like about the only real slowdown we do have is on westbound 70, and that's a little bit west of 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Just getting some volume going now on eastbound 270. A little heavy around Lindbergh, again around 170, and westbound 64. Still a great run from downtown all the way out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. There's a shake-a-thon going on at Sonic. All 25 of their real ice cream shakes are half price after 8 p.m. with flavors like peanut butter fudge, chocolate cream pie, and strawberry cheesecake. That's like a marathon of flavor. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to Schnars.com.
Hey, St. Louis, Denise Bradley and Tony Slyman with Appliance Discounters with a big announcement. Do you have a wife or a mother who is always taking care of the house, the kids, meals, taxi driver, and her job?
Okay, Denise, we get the picture. What are you up to now?
I'm just excited to announce Bosch Appliances at Appliance Discounters. Can you imagine the high quality of Bosch at Appliance Discounters' unbeatable prices?
That's great, but what can we really do to kick this off with a boom?
Well, Tony, that's what I'm getting to. Appliance Discounters is offering a brand new stainless steel Bosch dishwasher for only $649. This deal ends on Mother's Day, so if you want to really show your wife or mom how much you really appreciate all she does for your family, a new Bosch dishwasher will just blow her away.
Now, wait a minute, Denise. I want to help out my fellow St. Louis men, so I'll also throw in the local delivery, normal replacement installation, and even haul the old unit away for free.
Well, hurry in, guys. This deal ends on Mother's Day.
Remember,
at Appliance Discounters, our savings are your savings.
The experts said it wouldn't happen, but yes, it did. Mortgage rates have fallen, and Golden Oak has lowered rates to 2.5% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. No one predicted it, and no one knows how long it will last. But for now, mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and new money is now available.
That's right, Bob. Our rates are now 2.5% fixed, and best of all, we have programs that do not even require an appraisal.
It's never been easier to convert to a lower mortgage rate and automatically lower your monthly payment.
Get a lower house payment, consolidate your debts, pay off those credit cards. Don't wait. Lock in 2.5% today. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.187, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Guys, do you know the secret to becoming unstoppable in the bedroom? The secret that's helped countless men overcome the shame and embarrassment of poor sexual performance? It's the secret that drug companies don't want you to know about. An extremely powerful, all-natural male enhancement capsule. It's called Bravado. And right now, we'll give you a full-size supply absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-500-4151. Bravado is safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Get ready for the best intimacy you've ever had. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-500-4151. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're type 2, this means you. If you're an adult living with type 2 diabetes, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study of an oral investigational drug. For more information, call Patterson Medical Clinic, 314-831-5999. Volunteers may receive, at no cost, study-related doctor visits, research drug or placebo, and lab work. Medical insurance is not required to participate. To learn more, call Patterson Medical Clinic, 314-831-5999. That's 314-831-5999.
Quick word about the place we back, and then we're back to the phones. I see that you're on hold. You only have one more minute, and we'll get right to you if you want to jump on the waiting list here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. First Community Credit Union sponsors the Yard Show. I hope you had a chance to hear it Saturday. I got a nice call from Paul Warner this morning, and he's telling me that he regularly runs into people that say, I started banking at First Community Credit Union because of the yard sale. Heard about it on the yard sale, started banking there. I went in today. I was literally in and out of there. I wish I had put a stopwatch on it. My phone has a stopwatch in it. I promise you, when I walked out of the car, in the door, from in the door to out the door, I was in there maybe 60 seconds. There was an open window. I walked right up, gave her a check, deposited it. She gave me a receipt. Boom. Out. I generally like to hang around and chit-chat, spend a little more time, but I was in a hurry today. But it's that simple, that easy, that quick. The people are nice. The rates are competitive. What else do you want in a bank? Why would you bank anywhere else? I'd be curious to know why somebody says, well, I'd rather bank here than First Community Credit Union. What is that reason? I don't think you could come up with one. Because everything you're going to tell me you want in a bank, First Community Credit Union has it. And then a little bit more when it comes to service and competitive rates and stability and security and the fact that a bunch of owners don't own the place and spit the profits up. It's nonprofit. The customers own First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com. If you'd like to know more, or please just stop in, get some fresh popcorn. It's always good and always fresh and free. And even if you're not a member, say, it's okay. I'm AM in the PM. And if somebody goes, what does that mean? It's some new kid that just started there. Cut them some slack. Give them a break. They'll catch on eventually. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Here comes Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hi. I just wanted to say that absolutely there should be a sales tax on the internet stores. I agree with you that it doesn't matter if it's brick or mortar or whatever it is.
Who are you agreeing with?
Oh, did I call the wrong show? I think I called the wrong show.
Jenny, who did you think you were calling?
Oh, yeah, man. Boy. We should have gone along with it for a little bit.
No, here's the deal. We should have gone
along with it.
Here's the deal. How sad is that? That Jenny is spending her afternoon discussing internet sales tax.
Oh, my goodness.
And
we're
going to talk about
to my head.
And here's what we're going to talk about. I'm about to pose the question, how come there are no A batteries? There are AA batteries and AAA, hey. And how come there's no B battery? There's no A and there's no B. There's a C and a D and a double A and a triple A.
A and B.
Where are the A and B batteries?
There are batteries, but it's probably...
not mass consumer.
Right.
This is the stuff we talk about. And poor Jenny.
Oh,
I'll bet she's listening to the Voice of Del Mar Gardens. I'll guarantee you she's listening to the old folks station.
Boy.
And they're discussing internet sales.
Boring.
Most of those people don't know how to get on the internet.
Jenny! For goodness sakes, let's go to Ed. He knows who he's calling. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, Frank.
Yes, sir.
I've listened to you talk about the gas pump a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and unloading a truck, and I walked over to McDonald's.
I'd like to interrupt you and say that in my next life, I want your voice.
Okay.
I like what you talk.
Yeah, I do, too. Okay, go right ahead, Ed.
And I started in the McDonald's. I looked on the door, and a sign on the door says, we now have Braille and illiterate menus.
Illiterate menus?
Yeah.
What the heck does that mean? It's pictures. It's just pictures.
Wait a minute.
I went inside, and I asked, I seen the manager. I said, who put that sign on that door? And he says, well, I did. I said, a blind person can't see it, and an illiterate can't read it.
So who are you putting it up there for? That's a great point.
He got a case of the red, you know what, in a hurry.
I think the expression is a case of the red ass, but we can't say that.
No, you can't say that.
Edit that out, Peon. Edit that out.
You guys always admonish me when I say what I mean.
Well, that's so funny, because how do you tell blind people, hey, now we have Braille? There's only one way. Radio. Once again, radio to the rescue. Mm-hmm. You can't put a sign up with it printed on it. They can't read it.
I've never seen that sign in another McDonald's, and that old boy, like I said, he kind of got peeved at me, so.
Well, that's his problem. You did him a favor.
Yep.
Where do you still drive a truck?
No, I drove 37 years.
What do you do now? Just go around talking with a deep voice?
No, and messing with my walking canes.
Yeah. Do you ever call women with that voice late at night and get them all sexed up?
I make them think I'm.
What?
I'm just gonna think I'm Barry.
Barry White. Well, you can do it, buddy. You can do it.
1-900 Big Ed.
Have fun with that voice, Ed. I'd be using that thing about midnight every night. I'd have a list of women I'd call and get them all hot and bothered.
And then what would you do? It'd be like catching a dog chasing a car. I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, speak for yourself, Ed.
Dog chasing a car.
All right, Ed. Thank you.
Bye.
Take it easy. How about that voice?
There are A batteries. There are half double A batteries. These are less common known batteries.
Half double A.
There are quadruple A batteries.
What? They got to be really little.
There are A batteries, B batteries.
What's a B battery look like? Is it a big lantern battery?
It's a little bit bigger than a double A. It's a little wider and
Where
a little
do they
taller.
Sell those things?
See,
folks, you're listening to that other station. You're going to know this.
F batteries, N batteries.
I think I've had one of those. Hey, this F battery doesn't even work. What's the matter with this F battery?
Number 6 batteries, sub C batteries.
Whoa.
A23 batteries.
You know what I hate? You ever look at the if you go to Walgreens at the battery, those disc battery,
there must
be 50 different sizes of a nickel, size of a dime, in between a nickel and dime, size of a quarter, RA36B, R6 29.
Because what, I can't remember what they, it was almost like a backup battery. Sometimes you'd buy them where you put them in, but you have other batteries. It's almost like, isn't there?
Oh, it was to store memory.
Yeah.
So when you change batteries, it would hold the memory.
Or a clock radio that exactly. You put a 9-volt in, and right. If the power goes the cord out, it keeps time,
and you don't miss waking up, and you're punching in the morning. You don't have to get docked because you're late because you didn't oversleep. We got Russ. Hello, Russ.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I want to talk about gas prices and so forth.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, when I was a teenager, we sold regular for $29.9 and premium for $32.9 at a site station.
Well, you're very old.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe I'm older than you.
Oh, everybody's older than me. I'm a young guy.
But, we had some price wars where we went down 10 cents from that.
Yeah, whatever happened to good old price wars? Gas wars, you don't have those anymore.
No, I don't think they care
anymore.
He's
right. They used to have gas. Yeah. Dion would know this. They had gas wars. The guy across the street, go, okay, I'll show you. I'll drop my price. And the other guy, go, okay, I'll drop mine more. We need to bring that back.
Gas wars are great.
They bet they are. All right, Russ. Try to cheer up, okay?
Okay, thanks. Right,
thank you. Seemed very depressed, didn't he?
Yeah.
Not very happy. Bring Dustin in here, and we'll take a break. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm aiming the PM.
That's the way to be.
Hallelujah. This is totally off subject.
There is no subject. That's okay.
About 3 weeks ago, you guys were talking about The Walking Dead, and so I decided to watch it. Have you got a chance to watch that at all?
Frank? No, I have not yet. I'm afraid.
Well,
I'm afraid.
On Ian's, I started watching it, and it is a great show.
Okay, but I'm afraid of watching it and liking it, and then I got another show to try
you
to squeeze
catch up.
Yeah, and I got to watch it all the time.
I'm afraid.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've heard so much of good about it, then honest to goodness, I'm afraid that I'd like it.
It's a great show, isn't it, Dustin?
Yeah, I've only watched the first and second season because the third one doesn't come out till August. But, since you guys told me about it, I started watching. I've watched all the seasons up to that point.
So, well, I would
definitely recommend it.
I just took a Netflix 30-day trial on my iPad.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe I'll use my 30-day trial to check out Walking Dead.
And wouldn't you agree the zombies are almost just like a sub? I mean, it's a small part of the show, really.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you guys said that, I was like, oh, that can't be the way, but it really is about the people instead of the zombies themselves.
So all right, I'm sold. I'm convinced. I'll give it a try.
So, all right, guys. Well, thank you.
All right, Dustin, thank you.
All right,
that's a good name. That's a good,
yeah.
That's a man name, Dustin. You're never going to wonder, is that a guy or a girl?
Well, he had to hate when that Screech came out, though. That was his real name, Screech from Saved by the Bell, Dustin Diamond. Dustin.
See, I never watched Saved by the Bell. I've never seen one. There's a lot.
No, that too. Yeah, you would have
never seen.
You would have never watched that show.
There are hundreds of shows that apparently a lot of people liked. I never saw one episode of them. All right, Jose Hernandez is going to come in here after the news. You may want to be getting your questions together, your tech questions about cell phones, TVs, computers, whatever. I will give you the numbers now. You probably want to call as the news ends, and then you get on the screen, and you'll be sure to get in. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. You'll be coming in with some good free high-tech advice. American Equity Mortgage is the single longest-running advertiser on this show, 21 years. Round of applause, please. Simple message. And one of the easiest advertisers to work for because they know we know what we're doing. And our job is to make sure you remember the name American Equity Mortgage. Of course, you know what they do. They help you get in a house, get a mortgage. If you have a mortgage, they help you. They show you how to use the equity to borrow money the smart way. That's what they do. It's very simple. And these other mortgage companies, they got jingles and they got slogans and they got phone numbers that they think sound like American Equity. They're not American Equity. They're somebody else. Some are good. Some are bad. I don't care about those other mortgage companies. You shouldn't either because you're AM and the PM. This is not Channel 9 where we get checks from listeners. We get paid. This entire show for 3 hours is completely paid for by the people I speak for, the people you hear me talk about. That's what pays the salary of everybody in this room. That's a fact. So what we ask you to do is rather than call any other mortgage company, if you need a mortgage company, why wouldn't you call American Equity Mortgage? They're huge, they're successful, and they're AM and the PM just like you. And they'll show you how to get out of bad debt, turn it into good debt so that it gets paid off quickly. You instantly have more money in your pocket every month than you do now. There's everything about it is good. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Be sure to tell them you're AM and the PM.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Really, about the only slowdowns that are going on now are on westbound 70, and that's between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge, and then approaching Mid River Small Drive out through 79, and a little bit more volume now on southbound 270 from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. There's a shake-a-thon going on at Sonic. All 25 of their real ice cream shakes are half price after 8 p.m. with flavors like peanut butter fudge, chocolate cream pie, and strawberry cheesecake. That's like a marathon of flavor. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Want to pay less for Shell fuel? Sign up for the Fuel Rewards Network program free at FuelReward.com.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The sound of